This episode is brought to you by RolePlayingTips.com, home of Role Playing Tips Weekly, a fantastic email newsletter that helps you improve your game mastering skills.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho!
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay, go.
Okay, so we are going to try to do the holiday game, and I'm thinking about doing two sessions, as you guys are quickly aware of.
Who are you again?
Shut up. Basically, as we know, Christmas is all about greed. Yeah. So, we have what's called the Search for the Silver Santas. And the whole point is to, with the quest and or other craziness that you may or may not do, collect Silver Santas. Now, there are 14 Silver Santas that are available throughout the two sessions. Some of them are going to be pretty easy to at least find, may not get, but find. Some of them will be a little bit more difficult to gather. Now, you can either work together and try for a joint, or you can work on your own. A couple things to think about in this game. One, the whole party knows each other, even if you did not. I know Ben's the only new one right now, but basically, for this game, you know everybody. This is your party.
Yes.
If you were to die during the game, you would appear back at Santa's Christmas tree. The first time it's free.
You've been as a shield.
This is for everybody. The second time, if you die, well, it takes Silver Santas to come back. Which would suck because you're trying to collect them. Now, Silver Santas have a couple
Jeremy,
of different... Yes?
Can you kill that thing while you're talking?
Sure.
It's really annoying.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
I forgot that the CD had that song on it.
Please continue.
Okay. The Silver Santas have a couple of different special things about them. One, while carried, they add a +1 to all defenses. That stacks. So if you have 5 Silver Santas, you get a +5 to all your defenses. Each Silver Santa is worth 200 XP. If you wish to share that XP among your party members, you can. If you wish to be greedy, you also can. That's okay. It's all up to you. Now, Silver Santa also has a special property. When it is cracked open, it has goodies inside. The one problem with cracking it open is that it returns to a normal Silver Santa statue, and the pluses to all your defenses goes away. So
it may be worth it, but it may not be worth it.
Yes.
To crack it open.
Any magical or treasure that you get in this session carries over to the real game. Some of the stuff, obviously, once it's used up, though, you won't be able to get back because you have to come here. And this year's Search for the Silver Santas is Revenge of Frosty.
Sounds right up my alley.
Let's see, is there anything I forgot? No.
Or Canyon, perhaps.
Alrighty. So, after a very long and very cold journey, you finally make it to Tinkertown. And there in Tinkertown, you set yourselves up in an inn.
We build one out of Tinkertown.
The people here are not very cheerful.
Overworked.
They're all very they're all dressed up in bright, cheery outfits. They have bells and whistles and.
There's one named Buddy.
There's a couple named Buddy. But they seem to be very miserable.
Mm.
There's all sorts of Christmas cheer you can get here. Alcohol. Prostitution.
Sweet.
Legos.
Legos.
Awesome.
Whatever you want.
Lego, yeah. Lego prostitution?
I guess. Whatever is...
You're going to pimp Santa's elven harlots or something? You're going to pimp the Legos, dude?
Oh, wait.
Mr. Conductor says,
he's got a beard, too. Oh, yeah. I like it, bro.
From various speakers throughout the town and other music.
No wonder they're not very cheerful.
I would guess that that's probably 24/7, 365 days
a year. The malls always are open. They always have deals.
I would guess they have a very high suicide rate here.
Now, after getting set up in an inn, it's the ho-ho-ho inn.
I want to say the place that has hell in the title.
Like a red light in the window or something?
No red light. There is a very, very...
They only have three of them.
Yeah, okay.
There is a very large individual with a white beard and a red outfit behind the bar. And the first time you guys showed up, he told you all to get the hell out of here before you go all insane. And, you know, you laughed that off. He's obviously just, you know, he's so happy. You run a room, and you guys get a room and everything, and go downstairs, and you are all invited to Santa's estate, which is down the road. Now, this is the map, just handed around. You're in Tinkertown right now. Just take a glance.
E-State, is that anything like E-Rate?
No.
Yes.
It is an E-State. Some of the local rumors right now is you will hear that there has been various goblins who have been attacking the town. That's why they've put up the wall and sent some children out to scout around. Take care of the problem.
Did they send children out to do that?
Hell yeah.
They're goblin size.
What else are they good for?
Alrighty then.
They can hide easier.
Go find those bombs, kid.
So, once the map gets around there.
I'm sorry. That's a really funny picture. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thought so. I want to go to that.
I realize I'm going to have to get a scan of that. Put it on the website.
Okay.
As all of the listeners are wondering what the hell we're doing now.
We're looking at the map of Wonderland here.
And what a wonderful Wonderland it was.
The wonderful Wonderland of Wonder? Or is this redundant?
Wonderland of redundancy. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Now, here at the, before you head on out, if you would like to purchase any healing medicines, we have Christmas cookies, candy canes, and eggnog.
Eggnog?
We do have eggnog. 50 gold, 75 gold, and 150 gold.
Eggnog.
The Christmas cookies will, if you eat the cookie, you'll spend a healing surge and gain 10 hit points. The candy canes are 75 gold. If you eat it, you spend a healing surge, you gain 15 hit points. And if you drink the eggnog, it looks a little bad.
It's poisonous.
you spend a healing surge and you regain 20 hit points. gives a limited amount of this, but if anyone wants to purchase anything before we continue, please do so quickly.
I will buy two candy canes.
Two candy canes.
I would buy something, but I don't have any money.
You have no money.
I have no money.
One have
money.
No money.
Are we buying?
Yes. I have a shit ton of money.
Shit ton of money.
We don't have enough money because our you know, carpetbagger GM doesn't give us any.
That's true. No money for you ever. If you get
actually,
money, I'm going to burn
it. True. The money I have is from way back then.
Yes, you're poor. You guys should still have money. You shouldn't have spent it all.
Like
we don't have it written down,
now.
So...
I have money.
How much are the cookies and candy canes and stuff again?
As soon as you take it out of your pocket, it turns into a big, happy, smiley Santa.
Never mind.
I
love
too.
What do you want? Do you want cookies, eggnog, or candy canes?
What's the difference between the cookies and
cookies
candy
is 10. They're 50 gold, and they regain 10 hit points. Candy canes are 75, and they bring up 15 hit points. And eggnog is 150, and it heals 20.
Two candy canes, please.
Okay. Pass those down, please. One Christmas cookie. There you go.
Hey, Jay, let's see you always buying stuff.
We're
starving to
know. All right, anybody else?
She's out of pencil.
Okay. You guys can look at that
with
the, for this half. This half of the table I threw
in. Going once, going twice.
One of the say it again.
Okay.
I was busy being a cartographer.
Cartographer. Christmas cookie. If you spend healing surge, it heals 10 hit points, costs 50 gold.
Okay.
Candy cane, 75 gold, heals 15. Or eggnog, it costs 150 and it heals 20.
And I assume these can be used in combat?
Yes, it's like a healing potion.
Okay,
I want an eggnog.
One eggnog.
Which is how much?
150.
Okay. And how much is two candy canes with that? I don't do math, I'm not at work.
Okay.
75 each.
There's 75, so 300 all together.
Okay, two candy canes and an eggnog.
Okay. The eggnog comes out in a big old mug. It's frothy and eggnoggy.
Eggnoggy, okay.
Kind of gross.
You said it was 350?
Yeah, 300.
300.
All right. Where's my bag? You guys have any?
No problem. I still got money. Good job. Okay.
My map is not as pretty as his, but here's a map for us down here. Thank you for some stuff.
Thank you.
Did it real quick.
Your Yeti Mountain obviously has four influences.
It has some sort of influence. Hopefully it's four.
I think the Yeti Mountain is compensating for something.
It's the overcompensator. All right. So you're sitting around.
Can I throw your ice marker for this end of the table?
Sure. I need to invest in vast quantities of those.
Okay.
Sitting around the inn, drinking eggnog and beer, and the door opens up. The innkeep looks over and kind of growls, and this little short man, dressed in green, the stupid hat,
pointy shoes.
Pointy shoes.
Pointy ears?
No. No pointy ears.
Is it Bob Newhart?
Is he bald with white
hair?
It is
Bob Newhart.
Yeah, it is Bob Newhart. No.
But the little man walks in, looks around, kind of nervous, sees the innkeep, flips him off. Says, you guys.
Nice.
Flips us off. Apparently this is the way they keep people here.
Hello!
Hi! Welcome to Tinkertown!
Hell for love!
Exactly.
Get over to your table and says...
Oh God, are you going to sing? Thank you.
He says... Do you want me to?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I was asking the guys. You want that puppy dog? You want to sing?
He looks at you and goes,
okay, good. You can sit down then.
So,
you're the wrong place.
Can you guys just show up here? Either new people in town? Because obviously you're not dressed like the rest of those idiots outside.
Yeah, we just showed up.
Yeah, we just got here.
You want to make some money?
Sure.
Doing what?
You ask questions. The rest of you want to make money?
Doing what?
I said, what's sure. He asked, doing what?
With conditions.
No conditions. You want to make some money? You said, sure. Good. Come with me.
All right. My door does not swing that way.
That's right. Condition.
You said sure.
So that was a
neither
condition.
Is mine.
You said sure.
I bet we can hook you up with someone though.
No, we're good. I got a dog.
Oh.
Animal love.
Oh, and this is a golf club.
No.
He is a druid.
I think it's my turn.
I am a druid.
Gone into realms of wrongness. Never know. So druids.
I didn't know that. We love nature. Love nature. No, you just play Thumbless Wizards.
I'm very good at that.
Well, anyway, my name is Tinker Tom. And Mrs. Claus sent me to look for some tufts for to help us out.
And you found us. Wow.
Did you see the people outside?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I am tough. You no longer speak for me.
I didn't think I did speak for you.
So we're in. If you'd like to make some money, I will gladly take you to my mistress.
Pay you Tuesday for a hamburger.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Lead on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Lead on, Tinker Tom.
Excellent. Walks outside.
Nothing can be worse than this voice.
I'm not thinking
of strange druids and
I'm pretty sure this is another plane of hell.
Yeah. And cleric.
As you walk outside, the little elf is pelted with snowballs. One of them hits him in the head, and it's like, that one had ice in it! Ew! This little guy runs off, and reaches behind his back, pulls out a crossbow. There flies through the crowd and hits the guy in the back of the head.
Oh, if that were only true. That happened to me all the time.
Poor say.
That's what you get!
I've got such a crossbow.
Well done.
Right.
They don't really like you here, huh?
Ah, they're idiots.
Okay, then.
It leads you through town.
Is that legal for everyone?
No.
This is for people.
I don't know. I just try.
Remind me, I have one of these in my purse.
Stabbing people in the legs.
Still here.
In the throats when they fall.
Okay. Be on, man.
Walking through town, he passes all sorts of different stores with Christmas trees and crappy
ornaments.
They're
all going out of business.
Yeah, always going out of business. Always, everything's on sale. Get to the edge of town. Goes through the gate, and there's this sled. It's about the size of this table. There's a giant bag in the back. And there's these happy little reindeer up front. And they're just kind of standing
bags
there.
Bags in a sack or bags in an old lady from Tinkertown?
Oh.
Well, it is just a bag.
Is it his mother or what?
Like a sack. And,
okay.
Use a sack.
What?
Any round shapes in there?
I don't know.
Any toys we can play with?
Is this our ride?
Well, yeah.
They are really hellhounds.
Alrighty, I'll get in.
This is our
okay, get in. He climbs in.
Search the bag.
Yeah.
Okay, so you search the bags. The priest starts digging around the bags. He's like, dig. You're in a dark room.
I look in the bag.
There's just this swirling darkness.
Whoa.
Shut the bag and go back sitting down.
Alright, I will go reach a hand in the bag.
I don't think you want to do that,
do you? If a boogeyman takes it away,
well, you grab onto something square.
Uh oh. I'll pull it out.
Okay, it's a package.
I'll throw it away.
I'll pick that up.
Tinker Tom goes, grab.
Are you here?
I nudge her into the bag.
I'm not happy.
You're in the bag.
You're in a warm, fuzzy face.
Aren't you trying to help me?
You hear from inside, the claw decides. We got this on his.
Oh, hell.
Oh, okay, it's going to be a tight fit. All of you, where'd the other two go?
In the bag.
Yeah, we haven't cleaned that for like 300 years.
Let's go.
I'm not in the bag, so I don't care.
Is there a way to get them out of the bag?
It's awful cold.
Yeah, at some point.
It's dark, warm, and fuzzy, and smells very bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll pull them out of the bag at some point.
Can we walk around in this darkness?
Yeah, you kind of just float in this warm, fuzzy darkness.
So I can't feel anything.
Smells kind of like old scotch.
Sorry, just my
and socks.
Old Spice.
So, do the rest of you...
I get on the sleigh.
Okay, the rest of you crowd on the
sleigh. Yes, we're on the sleigh.
And he's like getting up there. Notice there's this farmer kind of walking down the road, and he's walking by the sleigh. He gets about, there's a reindeer. Gets about a third reindeer, and suddenly the reindeer goes, wah! And rips guy's head off.
Like, whoa!
Was not expecting that.
And Tinker Tom goes, bad reindeer! The body goes, Tinker Tom jumps out, runs over, picks up the body, throws it in the bag. Never speak of that.
Didn't see anything. Swear to the gods.
Indeed.
Wow.
Ben. Well, after a very, very horrifying journey.
Good reindeer. Nice reindeer.
You come to a large estate. And basically it's made up of three buildings. A main house. A smoke-belching factory. With all these little people dressed kind of like him, and then stables. Now, notice on the door of the stables, though, there's a big lock, and a do not enter, and then armed guards.
What are they armed with?
They're armed with wands and candy canes and sticks. And wow. One of them has a chainsaw.
That's training ground.
Whoa.
Toy machine guns.
And then there's this giant Christmas tree in the middle. Also, as you enter, you'll see on the left, there's a giant statue of Santa. On the left, there's a giant statue of Mrs. Claus.
They're both in line.
They're on the right. Yes, they're on the left. And there's an apple on the right. Now, on the left, there's Mr. Claus, Santa Claus, and on the right, there's Mrs. Claus. And Mrs. Claus doesn't have a name. She's Mrs. Claus.
What color am I?
Emma.
She must be very sad.
You know, there's a fence also around this whole estate, and it's kind of humming. There's some, like, little animals stuck in it here and there.
Is it humming the Wahoo Forest
thing? No, it's more of a...
I asked Froggy where we are.
Where are we, Froggy?
Your frog looks at you, he's wearing a little Christmas hat. He's like, I told you to take the machine. You and your silly little holidays. Alright, so he lands the sleigh. You get out. These other little people come up. They have these black sticks. They're about this long with little crystals on one side. And Tinker Tom's like, just hold on. They gotta check you. Make sure you're not bugged. They walk up.
I'm still in the bag.
They check you for bugs. They're clean, boss. X.
No.
Oh, yeah, where's it at?
We're at some kind of city now with a big tree.
Fun. Let's do it again.
We're right here. Look, I drew a map while you were in the bag.
It's like so cold.
This is where we are. And they have a big lock here. And people who are guarding it. And
Tinker Tom points the way. This way, please, mercenaries. Come. I mean, guest.
Mercenaries.
How about the reindeer?
Do not pet the reindeer. Oh, the reindeer are not happy now.
So, in these brief...
Look at Tinker Jim. Tinker Jim has one hand and a hook.
Knocked unconscious.
Nice.
Whoa! One hit point left.
Tinker Jim, did he get fresh for the reindeer?
Just a metal hook. Kind of looks like a pirate.
Wrapped in tinsel.
Yeah. So, you're taken to a very fancy three-story home. And inside this house, there's more of those little elf people. And they're all dressed in butler and maid outfits. The problem is you haven't seen any women. All these little elfin people are male.
What kind of place is this?
Wow. Okay, what kind of maid outfit are they wearing? That's what I want. Oh. Oh,
thanks, Frankenfurter.
I was telling Ben about the machine.
Basically, you take. Actually, a good example would be Newhart, shrunk down to an elf. Some wearing butler outfits, some wearing French maid outfits, all in the house. No females.
I said we should have asked about the conditions.
I knew we should have taken a left turn in Albuquerque.
Tinker Tom hands you off to Tinker John.
Tinker John? I don't think I want to go to Tinker John. Tinker John loves the ho-ho-ho, man. He does. And he tinkers with the Johns. I don't think so.
Just like a butler. How you doing? Come on in.
Are all of you named Tinker?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then.
Tinker Bell.
Smile, move on. Continue. Please, lead on.
Please do through some hallways.
Just don't touch him or shake his hand.
Don't touch anything and don't make eye contact.
Jeremy, if we make the GM fall out of his chair laughing, do we get extra experience points?
Sure. So anyway, you're led to a sitting room, and Tinker John asks if you'd like to have anything to drink.
No.
Not from you, thanks.
Not from you.
Pink blow fizz.
All right, well.
Thank you, but no.
Please ring the bell if you need anything. Mrs. Claus will be here soon.
A rainbow.
A rainbow, okay.
I'll ring the bell, yeah.
You ring the bell. Another elf person shows up.
He's the boy who cried.
Yes.
Bell.
You need something?
Ring again.
As you are you.
I'm here.
Oh, I thought if I rang again, no person would come.
No, that would be ridiculous.
But they're doing it another way.
Do you want me to leave and come back?
Yes.
Sure. I'm back. I'm Tinker Bob. How can I help you?
Coffee?
You're Tinker Bob too?
Yes.
We ran out of names.
They only have three names. They rotate. They bought all three name tags in bulk.
Tom.
Yes.
Coffee, right. Coffee.
No, don't worry about it.
I hate you. All right. After a while, you ring the bell. Tinker Bob comes in.
I have to ask.
Yes?
Pardon me, but do you have any grape upon?
Here you go.
I didn't really want it. I just thought I had to see if I have it.
It's yellow. Don't eat it.
Oh. After a while, the door will open up, and Mrs. Claus will show up. She's a... Well, you don't know what Mrs. Claus looks like.
Jessica Rabbit.
Well,
whoa!
Nice little grandmother wearing a Christmas hat and all very dainty, carrying a tray of cookies.
I'm just gonna ask.
She sets down a tray of cookies.
I eat some of the cookies.
All right.
Thank you for the cookies.
You are welcome. So, you are the nice individuals that will do my bidding.
Yes, yes, I am.
Yes, excellent, yes, he excellent. Is.
Well, I'm sorry to bring strangers into this, but unfortunately there's no one to turn to. The reindeer have all gone insane, and, well, the
you've noticed they've become rather carnivorous.
Yes, yes, that is true, and the elves are kind of stupid.
Wow. Probably because they've been tinkered with a little too much.
Probably because they're all named Tinker or something.
Yes, yes, I think that's a cultural thing.
Oh, okay. I will respect their culture then.
Yes. Anyway, it seems that one of the local lords, a Baron Frosty, has, I guess he declared war, you could say. He kind of blew my husband up with some dark anti-Christmas magic. And my husband's kind of been splattered all over the place. This is bad, obviously, as all of Wonderland is slowly falling into a pit of despair and death, and, well, we have carnivorous reindeer now.
I could like a place like that.
Well, that's not good.
Especially if you're training.
So,
reindeer like thumbs.
Are you growing, like, unattached to your thumbs? I mean, you really just not want them on your hands anymore?
Whatever, I can probably get some mechanical ones or something.
Yes, you can ask Santa Claus. Oh, wait, we can't!
Because he's dead!
Dead! So, what do you want us to do?
Well, quite simply this. If you could bring back all of his pieces, and I have this nice little bag you can put him in.
You see, so he's all bloody and
we took his shovel and intestines and stuff.
Well, not quite. He isn't filled with blood, and he's filled with cookies and hot chocolate, right, and
really
the dreams of children.
Gold. So yeah, he'll taste good, and dreams of children make you feel better. But I don't know.
Possibly, I don't know. I haven't eaten pieces up. What? That's what?
Best to ignore him and move on. He's a mental patient we found.
Excellent.
It's logical.
We need a very sharp stick.
These medical pieces.
Well, whatever evil spell the Baron Frosty has used, he's scattered my husband to the winds, and wherever those pieces have hit, bad things have happened. There are 14 pieces.
Of Santa.
I don't need them all. I just need as many as possible. Scattered around.
Mostly the lower half, that's all.
Well, hey, you know,
come on.
Sometimes those elves just aren't enough.
They got that ho-ho thing going on.
What is this, zombie Santa pants or something?
Protect me.
Cord can't help you now.
Yeah, Cord's like, you're on your own, dude. I'm sorry. I'm not getting involved in this one. Crap.
This is a part of the Far Realm. So, I would ask that you would do this, gather as many parts of Santa as possible. And if possible, if you could go and, lob off Baron Frosty's head and bring his, you know, rotting head to me in this other bag.
Okay, get the good part. What's the reward?
What is Baron?
Why don't you carry that one? You like whole rotting flesh.
Can we ask who our enemy is?
You're the most likely to chop off the head, so.
Baron Frosty, who did this?
What is he?
He's the giant snowman.
Frosty the snowman?
Wait a minute.
He's a giant snowman.
What? So if we hit him with a fireball, he'll melt?
No.
No, I think he's immune to fire.
Oh.
That's a little brick.
Well, that'll be entertaining.
How do I keep his head in the bag?
I don't know. You're the mercenary.
Improvise.
Can Cole
kill figure something out?
I don't know.
I'm pretty certain he can.
But he does have a giant castle in the ice waste.
You might have to cut it into quarters to put it in.
He's made of snow.
So I don't really know where you want to start. We have quite a few different places. There's the Goblin Forest, Tinkertown, the Ice Waste with Castle Frosty.
Goblin Forest.
There's also Fairy Lake, the Reindeer Fields, the Hot Springs, the Gumdrop Hills, and the Yeti Mountains. I do know there's at least one part up in the Yeti Mountains, because I think the Yetis are worshipping it.
Yeti, Yeti.
Ooh, Yeti.
Is this what it looks like?
Yeah, that's Yeti Mountain.
Clearly, we have to go to Yeti Mountain.
Built their mountain after whatever.
And then on to the mountain course.
I will warn you that, one, as I said, the reindeers are carnivorous now.
That'd be good minions.
Some of the other non-violent inhabitants of this land have gone crazy. Except for my elfin individuals, the rest have gone pretty nuts.
Christmas tree ants?
I hope not. Maybe in the Goblin Forest. Now, I can say that if you were to... Yeah, we should probably pass that one. If you were to meet untimely demise, I could probably bring you back at least once or twice. After that, it's going to take powerful magic to do so.
Possibly.
So, I... and quite happy that you could come, and,
how many servers is that?
She kind of starts moving you towards the door.
I get up and...
What do we...
Follow her instructions.
Yeah, exactly! Pats you on the back, pushes you outside, and shuts the door.
Wow.
This place is...
digging into the cliff. Get back here.
How many healing surges do you have, Becca?
11.
Alright.
75. That's okay. I just set it right here.
She's trying to get out of the way.
As I'm
making
a mess
of everything.
Save the map.
Scott.
Stab the map. Stab it.
And save the treasure.
And those are for him.
Save the treasure.
How many healing surges do you have?
Also 12. I was going to say, you got me by 3 hit points, but...
Otherwise, we're pretty good at quite high on tokens.
What are you playing?
Human defender.
James, how many healing charges?
Will you find that out?
Thank you.
They're normal dogs that a person is at home.
Oh, eight.
That is fine.
Being the lowly wizard, I shall have the least amount of healing charges.
Did you remember that you had a bone?
Do you get the fuck you, I'm awesome tokens?
Yeah.
I have, 3 banked.
I've got 1 bank that I've already got with me, so.
I got 3 banked.
I should have 2.
I'll probably spend all mine at the same time.
You get 42 banked.
I have no idea.
42 banked? Awesome.
42? Hey.
That makes you great.
I wish.
You must have been to the center of the universe.
He does.
You get to go first. You get to say yes to everything.
You get 2 more, right?
Yeah.
Well, those can be.
Here's the Bucky on Austin token that's coming around.
Okay, the dots.
If you eat them beforehand,
don't eat them beforehand.
You get 2, Ben. These can be used to 1, re-roll something. 2, if you roll a normal hit and want it to be a crit. You can spend 1 by eating it.
I might just eat it before it happens.
If that happens. You can also cause an enemy. You can also cause an enemy not to crit on you. So it can just do special things like that. All right. So you head outside, and as you're walking by the toy factory to head to the gate, there's a loud explosion.
So where are the figs?
What figs are you looking for?
All of us.
All of us?
Brendan.
Yes.
Us?
You guys are over here. Everybody's walking. The gate's this way. You're walking.
And we're walking. We're walking.
Yes.
Which way's the gate?
The gate's over here.
Yeah, that's my
Who are we missing? Do we need one for Ben?
Fast color
Ranger. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Ben, the frost giant.
Please.
Okay.
What's
Ben is offensive.
So,
no, thank you.
Where Becca is, like right here, there's a large Christmas tree. The house is way over there.
This is
nice
part of the fact.
Of Christmas
now,
golf bat.
Coming through part of the factory wall is a small group of elves on fire. Okay.
Elves not.
And then this comes lumbering out. And appearing from the ground,
can I buy a cup of protection?
Put him right there.
Drink out of her.
No. Give him
a Robin, do you have a digital camera?
Yes.
We need to get a photo.
I have the DVD box set of all like two, my first 200 of
it. I didn't think about bringing one.
You said you want what?
We need to get a photo.
Okay.
These are snowmen also.
After you're done setting up.
But they don't have name tags.
Are they Mook snowmen or are they...
They are Mook snowmen.
This one's been peed on.
Special...
What was that one?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a name written on?
It's not nice.
These snowmen have name tags. Like snowman number one, snowman number two. These other ones just don't.
Those
we should all like square ourselves up into an actual square.
Yeah, kind of get in a square there. Though I may actually end up, since I don't have enough giant figures, I may end up using those guys as giants later on anyway.
Okay.
Do you need me to bring some?
Probably, at some point.
What did I say? Phone says that.
What did it say?
Great.
It says great.
When you take the photo.
Great.
I thought it said blink or something.
Yes, I would like to get photos like of our setups once he's done setting them up.
Sounds like
I'm done setting it up.
So out for the holder.
Barbie cash register thing.
Barbie.
Yeah, it sounds like Barbie saying great. Barbie, go away. Go away, Barbie.
Thank you, Mom.
Nobody likes you.
The
peacats
finally made
their
way to
you.
Can you see if I
have
my stuff
on
my hair, babe?
There's no camera on, but you can toss me,
can
you?
Can
we let the reindeer
use? We should have brought
it. It's up to you on the reindeer. I need initiative from everybody, please. As snowmen erupt out of the ground, the elves in the area freak out.
Sweet.
So, Robin.
Hold on.
Okay.
Roll crooked. Do I get plus anything on this?
Add your initiative bonus.
Do I get plus anything on this?
Should. I rolled a 1, so I go on a 14.
Okay.
Robin started early.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Yeah. It's going to be a good night.
Yeah. Old Christmas cheer.
Christmas cheer. Becca.
17.
Okay.
16.
All right. Scott?
16 as well.
16. All right. Ben?
Would you believe 43?
43, probably not.
Okay, try 14.
14. Dang.
29.
Point nine.
You rolled d20 and you got caught.
You gave me the look of
16.
That was super smooth.
It was the incredulous look, like you can't be serious.
I'll move back here if that helps.
And Ethan.
24.
24.
Maggie.
And fourth edition, the druid's almost fast.
Question. Just a little.
As long as he doesn't touch me with that staff, now that I know where it's been.
His special staff. Mm-hmm.
I thought that's where the dog was
for. Special.
Oh, they had a hot log.
All right. James.
Yeah.
So, we're looking at where you're at.
Okay.
In the party there.
Yes.
You're surrounded by snowmen minions,
uh-huh.
snowmen,
uh-huh.
and a giant
Well, toy soldier.
Okay.
An actual nutcracker soldier.
Do they look violent to me?
Right now they look like snowmen.
Why don't you go up and shake his hand and see if...
See what his salt lick, Jeremy?
Nah, screw it.
Yes. Unfortunately. Dog, stop.
But she loved you. And you taste good. It's like I love the thing in your flesh.
That's good to know.
Puppy thinks of nothing but murder all day.
Yep.
I need to buy an axe. Okay.
I cast fly on myself and fly into the air.
Okay. He's now flying. Put a dice or something on over one of those things for flying.
Awesome. Wow.
Is fly one of your encounter powers? Or what is it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not. This is the fourth edition, isn't it?
Yes. Anyway.
I'm sorry. Is that
your feet better?
This might help if you looked at your character sheet.
No.
I looked at my other old character sheet.
What are we going to do?
All right. Okay, I have Illusion Ambush. I have Light. Go down. I have a feeling illusion powers won't work on these things. Phantasm.
You never know. If you turn them yellow, they may run screaming.
You could do that without magic.
That's true.
You think it's going to stand there and let you pee on it?
Hold still. Hold still.
No.
I shall...
If it were him.
Use Grasping Shadows.
Okay. What the hell does that do?
Okay. Hit intelligence versus will. Each creature in burst. Shadows rise in designated area and continue until the end of the next turn. Any creature that enters the area of grasping shadows takes psychic damage equal to your intelligence and slowed until the end of the turn. Now, is other people, will my party members be?
Yes, if it's each creature in burst, then yes.
Each creature, okay, so I should.
If it's each enemy, then no.
Okay, let me find one that's each enemy.
They probably thank you for that.
Do your work.
Firewall! No. That's teleport shield. No. Magic missile is re-ambush. Sorry, one more second. Fireballs, fire shrouds. Ooh. I shall cast a fire shroud on the...
There was a dot.
Well,
I should hit someone with it.
I should cast fire shroud
onto the other one.
Nutcracker.
Okay.
I'll take a roll.
You want another one?
Always actually mean for you to throw it out.
Yeah, sure.
What are you
casting? Okay, so cast your spell.
Yeah.
Fire shroud, is that what you're casting?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it? Is it burst or what? Read the card.
Burst 3.
Burst 3? Does it have a range on it?
Fire shroud, it's a burst 3 from him.
Mm-hmm.
That's not...
Oh, it's from me?
Really good.
No. Well, that was around the creature. I'm sorry. I'm Leo.
Enemies?
Well, you cook the druid and the...
Fire shroud is each enemy.
Oh, well, it depends on if you think they're enemies or not.
Is it from me? To me and burst.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
Oh, it's close. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well... I'll do Cloud of Daggers then.
Alright. What is it burst?
What is it what?
What is it against?
Sorry. Intelligence versus reflex.
Roll.
Who are you aiming for?
Yeah, who are you attacking?
I think he said the toy soldier.
Toy soldier? Okay.
The giant toy soldier.
That's fine.
24.
That will hit his reflex. Mm-hmm. So give me damage.
Okay. 26 plus 7. 9.
All right.
Zorg.
Okay. It opens its mouth and a silent scream comes out. Okay.
That's not silent.
Ethan, it's all you. You and Jacob.
Me and Jacob.
Yep.
Well, I will use my minor to direct the dog.
That's all.
Now, once again, with feeling. I'll go ahead and...
Nut goes on 21.
Oh, he does. We didn't have room for Nutcracker.
Busting that.
I'm just going to move action to shapeshift.
Okay.
It's just one nut.
Remind me now.
For the first time, how to read Nutcracker.
Remind me how the rage works. I just declare I'm going into the rage, or do I have to get one of the dailies as a...
One of...
I will move up.
I should have put in there the actual barbarian thing, because I printed it off. I know I printed it off. I thought I put it in there.
Printed off what?
The barbarian, well, the new barbarian.
Dog hits a 9 AC.
The 9 against who?
The minion. So no.
The snowman, he eats some snow.
Woohoo! Why you look real quick?
I thought I put it in there.
No, it's all I've got is the power's cards in here.
Oh, okay. That's because it's right here.
Okay. I was gonna say I should have printed it off, but
no,
I didn't,
there it is.
So.
It's all good.
Why don't you have what he didn't give you?
So I need stress, I'll do better next time.
Alright, I'm done.
Well, that was exciting of you. Okay. Okay, Mr. Nut there.
Does he breathe fire?
Well, let's hope so.
Not yet.
Also, he's very soulless. His eyes don't move. Just stare straight ahead.
Enter the nothingness.
And both of his arms come out like this and smash the two people on each side. I don't know if they actually move. So...
I'm cool with it.
I don't know.
The first one is going to be, they're both versus AC. So, first one is against Robin.
Was he right between them?
No, he moved back one.
Alright.
He's got a reach, so. 21 versus your AC?
Sadly, yes.
The dog marked the minion, by the way.
Cool. Oogie.
You should use yellow tags for those.
Marking
he's
the
marking them.
10 points of damage.
Ow!
And who is... That would be the barbarian there, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 22 versus AC.
Yes, that hits my AC.
Alright. So that would be 9 points of damage as he slams you down with his fist. Pop.
Who did that?
The big guy.
Ah.
The nutcracker guy.
The nut.
The nut.
Becca, it is all you. All you, Becca. You are up front there.
Yes.
So remember you have your move action, and minor action, and standard action. The only thing I found wrong with this program is the bottom ones. It doesn't, when you print them out, doesn't align right. Which is weird. These were fine, but some of them kind of cut off.
Oh, no, okay.
Okay.
I think we actually talked about, I've got the
I need this explained to me every time. In this edition, can I still charge? How far do I need to be behind you? Critical, when you crit on something, it's plus four.
Oh, that's right, right.
It's actually going to be plus two.
Right. Okay. Plus, okay.
You can reach him.
Got it.
Probably don't want to end up there, though. You probably want to end up to the skirt right there.
And if you crit, you do max damage plus 2d6.
Got it.
So you charge the snowman, who's just standing there. Happy snowman. Nice two cold eyes and smoking pipes.
Suddenly brings out a machine gun.
She's corn cob pipe and a button nose and twice out of coal.
Exactly.
Or does he?
I didn't hit him very hard. 18. Oh, wait. Do I get pluses on that for charging?
You get a plus two.
Plus two. 20 then.
That versus AC.
Yes.
You get a lot of snow.
Okay.
So no damage. They start singing.
Well, does he lose mass because
they start singing?
Along?
Oh, great.
One of them plays a guitar.
Which one?
Kill them now.
Kill them now.
Somebody went far away from you.
Somebody go take that guitar and smash it.
Oh, no. Milk.
They start swaying. Okay, Scott. It's all you.
Right on.
You don't have to get Becky, you also have power too.
Right.
Okay. The toy soldier irritated me, so I think it's time to start the Thunderhawk Rage.
Okay.
Does 20 hit his AC?
It bounces off of the wooden legs.
Wow.
That's a large part of a chicken.
And you, I'm awesome.
You can eat it. Okay, well, you hit.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, isn't that right?
What would you use one of those tokens like? You consider the creator as well? No.
If you hit
24 to X points damage if you as a free action, I'm going to knock
I think
him
you spend
prone.
One you can use it to get make it
okay.
A crit.
Ah.
24 points damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See,
lay him
turn any success into a 20 or an auto confirm critical hit.
Didn't like that. Didn't like it at all.
Good.
It's not supposed to. Man.
All right, Melissa.
Okay.
Didn't bloody him though, right?
No, he's definitely not bloody.
Okay, just making sure.
You think
which
he might have,
has
you
the
know.
Guitar?
That one? They all have speakers in their bellies.
Okay. Well, I initially rolled for the Nutcracker, but since he's been somewhat taken care of, the snowman's going to get it.
He hasn't been taken care of. The snowman's prone.
Well, that's okay. The snowman's going to get it anyway.
Okay, so you're going to move on over there, or are you just going to zap him?
I'm just going to zap him.
Okay, what is it versus?
Wisdom versus will.
Okay.
I've got a 19.
That will hit.
And he falls over, and I throw him 7 squares away.
Okay.
And he's prone. And his guitar's broken.
How much damage does it do?
Doesn't say.
Damage?
It may not do.
It just says
unlimited damage.
I knock him prone and slide him.
Okay, then
7
that's
squares.
What you do. Okay.
Command.
Okay,
so. Can move diet.
Yeah, you can move
command.
Diagonal too. That's fine too.
I went off the board if I went
oh, okay.
Straight diagonal.
We'll put him there.
Okay, good.
He's you notice strong. One of the other snowmen now has a guitar.
Damn it.
Damn.
All right. Okay, snowman.
Snowman.
All right. Well, Becca, you take 5 points of damage from the cold grasp of death that's about him. 5 cold damage. And then he's going to try to smack you.
And I'm assuming a 14 will not hit you.
Correct.
Versus AC. The other snowman will spend his turn standing up. Brains. And we'll attack Scott. A 23.
Yes.
Versus AC.
Dang.
Okay. You take a nice little 7 points of damage. And you are immobilized until the end of his turn. And you will take 5 ongoing cold damage until you save.
If he moves like that, my dog should get a nip at him.
Okay, go ahead.
Seventeen.
Okay. 28 versus you, armor class Nick.
Yeah, that hits.
There we go. You take 9 points of damage. You are immobilized. You take 5 cold damage.
To the stubby priest of cold.
Snowman of death.
Death. Okay, that was the snowman. Nick, it's your turn.
Great!
Wow. Did you take your 5 damage?
Yes. I don't like the snowman of death.
9 plus, 9 plus 5 would be 14, yeah.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought I